Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 15 people have been found dead, more than 100 remain missing, and 62 homes are covered after a huge landslide buried the mountain village in China's Sichuan province. This man's home was one of those that was flattened. He speaks here through an interpreter.
We heard a strange noise at the back of our house, and it was a bit loud. Wind was blowing into the room, so I wanted to close the door. When we came out, water flow washed us away instantly.
Authorities say the landslide was caused by torrential rain, and the cascading debris of mud and rocks blocked a 2-kilometer stretch of a nearby river and a 1.6-kilometer section of a road. Israeli Air Force launched a strike in Syria after several projectiles were fired out of Syria into the Golan Heights. The air raid targeted 2 Syrian regime tanks in the northern part of the Golan Heights. The military said no one was injured in the incident but asked civilians to avoid the area surrounding the border with Syria. Israel hasn't played an active role in the war in Syria, but has responded in the past when the fighting spilled over across the Syrian border. Britain's parliament has investigated and is continuing to investigate a sustained and determined cyber attack on email user accounts. Parliamentary officials say the attack seems designed to identify weak email passwords. As a precaution, remote email access for members of parliament was disabled. Not immediately clear how many people were affected or what the extent of the damage was. National Cybersecurity Center and the National Crime Agency investigating. This is VOA News. The exterior insulation of 34 high-rise buildings in England has failed fire safety test. The tests were initiated following the recently deadly fire last week that left 79 dead. Meantime, several residential high-rise buildings in London are being evacuated because of fire safety concerns following the blaze. This man, part of the Residents Association for the evacuated buildings.
At the moment, this whole block is getting evacuated. And Camden Council will be, they've gone to the community centre and other places. We've got cars to bring them to different places, and then they'll be told from there where they'll be going.
The building that burned last week and those evacuated all are part of government-run, low-cost public housing developments. Authorities in Saudi Arabia say they have averted a plot targeting the Grand Mosque in Mecca during the final hours of Ramadan. Man accused of planning the attack on Islam's holiest places blew himself up in Mecca during a gunfight with police. 5 people, including one woman, were arrested in a series of police raids in Mecca and in the kingdom's Red Sea port of Jeddah. 5 people arrested were believed to be part of the same militant group, but there was no word on the identity or affiliation of the bomber who blew himself up. Fundamental nature of the relationship between Washington and New Delhi will be up for discussion at the White House on Monday when Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives for his first meeting with President Trump. VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein reports the two leaders will be looking to put the bilateral trade relationship on a positive track.
Historically, the India-U.S. relationship has hinged on personal chemistry between the country's leaders. And there is reason to believe Modi and Trump will get along.
They are professional dealmakers. To be sure, one comes more from a private sector background and one comes from a combination of rising up the ranks of both party and the government of India.
Trade issues could be an irritant in the talks. Trump has placed India on the list of countries whose policies should be reviewed because of its large trade surplus with the United States. Trump also ordered a review of U.S. immigration rules governing the H-1B visa program, which could sharply affect India's booming information technology industry. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
U.S. First Lady Melania Trump has hired a new chief usher to oversee White House residence staff, Timothy Harlath, filling a position left open earlier this year when the White House let go Angela Reid, who had served as chief usher since 2011. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.